Spirit.
Amen.
Come to us on this morning. We just open our being.
Amen.
Receive your dispensing.
Amen.
You are the dispensing and the potential triune God.
Amen.
Thank you. my vision, Savior divine.
Amen.
Till with thy glory my spirit shall shine.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
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 Thy glory and thy spirit shall shine.
Amen.
Amen.
First, we want to welcome all you dear brothers, come from some from farther distance and some are closer nearby to come to this one day blending time.
Amen. 首先欢迎弟兄们从远从近从远来到这地方相调这一天的相调。
We understand.
我们第一堂聚会第一堂这部分是有我中文的我是一直side by side, 是一直翻的。
We understand there are some brothers from Dunloring, and of course we're happy to see the brothers from Philadelphia, and all the churches in New Jersey, and as north as Rosendale, and I don't know whether there's anybody from Albany, but anyway, we have brothers come from far and near.
感谢主，弟兄们从远从近来到这里，有从最远的从 Dunloring 来，还有从这个费城来的，亲爱的弟兄们。还有从 Rosendale 来的不知道其他地方除了新泽西以外还有没有其他地方来的弟兄们
We welcome you all warmly in the Lord
我们非常热烈的热切的欢迎弟兄们
As you can see my condition it's difficult even for me to travel from down there up to here so I could not come to visit you brothers and I'm very happy we could be here today together today
你们看得见我这个行动啊从台下走到台上都是很为难的所以没有机会到各地去访问弟兄们探望弟兄们非常高兴弟兄们能来到这里
But I told the brothers I do have a burden to have some fellowship with you all
我告诉弟兄们我确实是有些真切的负担要和弟兄们交通
You know, this year is what we called the year of trailblazing here in New York
你知道我们在纽约今年一年的口号就是开拓
And now we are coming near to the end and close to the beginning of 2017 we hope this trailblazing will including more blending and fellowship among the churches.
知道2016马上结束了2017要来了我们盼望今年这个开拓的年包括更多的弟兄姊妹们的相调
And Brother Ed later will particularly emphasize this point at the end of the day, I think.
Ed 弟兄在今天结束的时候会特别强调这一点。
So let me fellowship with you in this way.
那我这样来交通。
When Brother Timothy Hung returned from Australia to New York and brought me a copy of the outline of the fall 2016 iteral.
洪涛弟兄这次从澳大利亚参加完这个同工长老训练以后回来带回来一本纲要给朱弟兄。
We're so happy there's another brother like me coming in with the walker.
很高兴看见另外一个弟兄也是拄着拐杖进来了感谢主
But anyway, the first thing that caught my attention was this general subject
特别是这一次的主题让我很引起我的注意
My attention was drawn to the word returning
这个特别是回归这个词
And also this subject returning to the orthodoxy of the church
特别是连下来就是回归召会的正统。
You know, when you hear this word returning, you always immediately think about where from and where to.
当我们看到这个回归这个词的时候，就要想到这个回归到底是从哪回归，回归到什么地方。
And today we're going to have fellowship on the outlines of this iteral training.
今天一天我们会把这一次同工长老训练的这些信息过一遍
and a number of brothers will share on various points.
不同的弟兄们会分享不同的纲要。
I think it's important for us to come to the common understanding. What is the subject we're talking about?
特别是我们需要来到有同样的认识，到底我们在谈什么？
Because I thought about this subject not only returning but returning to the orthodoxy of the church.
我们看到不仅是回归。而且要回归到召会的正统。
And the orthodoxy of the church, of course, is our proper standing.
我们当然这个召会的正统是我们正确的认识。
So when you say returning to the orthodoxy of the church, Does it imply we have departed from the orthodoxy of the church?
当我们看到回归到的召会的正统，你会自然地想到我们是不是偏离了召会的正统。
Therefore, when I received this outline, I asked a brother, not only Tim, but also some brothers who went to Australia, did any of the speakers talk about or explain this general subject?
我不仅问洪弟兄，还问其他弟兄们，当弟兄们释放信息的时候，有没有解释这一个词的意思？
The answer was no.
他们的回答是没有。
And I suppose, through that time, it became clear what was the burden.
当然，借着弟兄们的交通，我们很清楚我们的负担是什么。
So, therefore, I went through the outline, and I also had some more fellowship with the brothers, and also with some who had a hand in preparing.This outline.
我这个把这几篇纲要都研究过，也和弟兄们有交通，也和这个写纲要的一个弟兄有些交通。
And it confirmed my concern that it was not that because the Lord's recovery has departed from our original standing.
当然，这都印证主恢复并没有偏离这个正统。
And truly, actually, if you look at this, there is a very positive aspect of it.
如果我们从另外一个方面来看，实际上这是非常积极的一个观点。
So I decided I'm going to add a line, a subtitle to this topic.
我今天呢盼望加一个副标题啊，把这个题目呢讲得更清楚一点。
In addition to returning.To the orthodoxy of the church.
除了这个回归召会的正统这个题目以外
I will add the review of the state of the Lord's recovery today.
我要加一个副标题，就是我们要来回顾一下主恢复的现在的状况。
And space, and I add two more words, wherever applicable.
中间再加两个，后边再加两个字，就是无论这个。在哪里可以应用
Now, I say so not lightly.
我不是很轻易地说这几句话
Because I have spent considerable time considering this matter, and I look back in our history, and I decided that I will give you a condensed version of the overview this morning.
我觉得我经过好多的思考，我觉得今天早上我会在有限的时间里面。给弟兄们一个简略的一个总括的来看着这一次的负担。
I don't know what when we talk about the orthodoxy of the church, what is your impression?
当我们讲到召会的正统的时候，不知道弟兄们有什么样的印象
？You probably remember this classic work by Watchman Nee, the Orthodoxy of the Church.
你可能想得起尼弟兄的经典之作之一就是教会的正统。
But what I will do this morning is I will pick this particular line in his history or in his journey concerning this matter.
我要从倪弟兄自己个人的历史来看一看召会的正统。
And of course, I will also touch on Brother Lee's experience, his journey.
当然，我会提到李弟兄他的这个历程。
Actually, as I look around, I think hardly anybody here has had any personal contact with Brother Nee.
我看看这坐在这地方的，我相信几乎没有人见过倪弟兄。
And but I think this is very important because this is our history, this is our genealogy.
但这是非常重要的，这是我们的历史。也是我们的家谱。
So bear with me. I'm going to go through with you a little bit of the history, but you will find out it is very meaningful.
我相信你们忍耐的听我讲完，你会发现这是非常有意义的。
And the dates are also very meaningful.
那有些日期也是非常有意思的，有意义的。
But I'm not going to use projection and PowerPoints, but I will just describe to you.
我不会用这个任何投影，我就是。口头介绍给讲给弟兄们听。
You know, the Lord's recovery as we know it started in around 1920 in China.
我们知道主的恢复，近代的恢复是1920年代在中国开始的。
And I believe you all have heard that the Lord has chosen China to start this work is because China was a virgin soil and unspoiled and not burdened with any religious influence.
我相信弟兄们都听过，因为那时候中国还是一个没有被基督教玷污过的处女地。
And in 1920, there was a young man by the name of Watchman Nee. He was 17. He became a Christian.
你知道1920年有一个年轻的中国人，他是一个17岁的男孩子，就是尼托生。
That was nearly 100 years ago.
这是将近100年前。
After he got saved, I mean, we all have heard much, but he studied the Bible and was extensively reading all the Christian literature, the Western Christian literature.
我们知道尼弟兄得救以后就非常饱爱圣经，而且大量的阅读西方的基督教的著作。
And among the many things he read, he became familiar with the ministry, all the work of a lady by the name of Mary McDowell.
我们知道他在阅读的过程里面有一位姊妹的著作，就是Mary McDowell. 那是那个讲人的三部分。
And particularly on this book that she wrote, God's Plan of Redemption.
特别是他那本书就是神救赎的计划。
And this is extremely important because in this book that she stated about God's eternal triune God's eternal purpose in creating the tripartite man to fulfill God's purpose.
特别是在那本书里面，他讲到三一神创造三部分人的目的是要完成神永远的计划。
We are also familiar with Genesis 1:26.
我们当然都对创世纪一章二十六节很熟悉。
But not only that, she also mentioned that the fall of man did not deter God from his original purpose.
我们知道人的堕落并没有停止神对他永远计划的执行。
Therefore, God devised a complete salvation for man. Starting with the regeneration of the spirit.
从灵的重生开始。
And the salvation of the soul.
到魂的救恩。
Eventually with the redemption of the body.
到最后体的得赎。
And that has a profound influence on Watchman Nee.
这些看见对尼弟兄有极深远的影响。
And you will see this in a minute that this was in early 1920s.
我们要知道这是你一会儿会看见，这是二十年代早期。
And he was still in his early 20s. Well, about 20 thereabouts. And then another person that Watchman Nee became familiar with was Mrs. Penn Lewis.
所以那时候尼弟兄才刚刚就是在二十出头。那是后来呢，他又接触到宾路易师母的著作。
And Mrs. Penn Lewis' special ministry is on the spiritual warfare and the overcoming life.
宾路易师母的典型之作就是圣徒的争属灵征战和他的得胜者。
Now, I want you to see this, okay? Because this is originally from the tripartite man into the spiritual warfare.
要知道这是从三部分的人进到属灵的征战。
Actually, the spiritual warfare is mainly in the realm of the human soul.
我们看到属灵的征战主要的是在人的魂里。
Actually, this provided, I believe, this provided the basis of Watchman Nee's writing of his first classic work, The Spiritual Man.
我相信这些都提供了帮助尼托生弟兄完成了他的第一个主要的著作，就是《属灵人》。
And he completed The Spiritual Man, the three volume of The Spiritual Man in 1928 when he was only 25.
他在1928年，就是他25岁的时候，就完成了《属灵人》这套著作。
But I want you to see this, actually, a lot more to this.
我让你知道这个，因为还有更多的要看见。
Because from 1928, until 1934.
从二八年到三四年。
Brother Nee conducted four overcoming conferences in China.
在那期间，尼弟兄 开了四次得胜的聚会。
And in these four, he specifically called the overcoming conferences. He also gave the title of these conferences.
他这四次聚会，他不仅叫得胜的聚会，他还给了他不同的名称。
Now they are all on record.
都是在讲到得胜者。
Okay. And in fact, the first one, the very first one, the title was God's Eternal Purpose and Christ's Overcoming.
在这个第一个里面就是得在基督的这个得胜里面我们的神的旨意。
And this was in 1928, right after he completed the spiritual man.
这是他在完成属灵人以后1928年那段时间做的。
And following that, he gave a conference on the New Testament and God's wisdom.
后来他就讲到什么是新约和神的智慧。
And then the third one he gave was the centrality and universality of Christ.
第三个，他讲到基督的中心和这个普及
，and God's overcomers，
讲到神的得胜者
，and then the fourth one, in 1934, he gave a conference on the example how to become an overcoming one using Abraham as an example。
第四次就讲到如何成为神的得胜者，用亚伯拉罕他们做例子。
What I want to point out to you in this sequence, I think is extremely important.
我这样把这个时间次序列出来是非常重要的。
That is in this virgin soil of China that God raised up Watchman Nee who read these ones written in the Western world.
在中国这块处女地上，主兴起了像尼陀生那样的弟兄。他把西方的这些属灵著作都读过了。
Pointing out, the triune God has created the tripartite man.
指出来三一神创造了三部分的人。
In order to fulfill God's purpose, to express him and to represent him.
为了要达到神的目的，并且要彰显他，并且代表他。
But the enemy came in, tried to interrupt.
仇敌进来要打乱这个计划。
So God prepared this full salvation.
所以神预备了完整的救恩。
And that conflict, that battle continues in the realm of the soul.
要知道这一场征战一直在人的魂里面继续着。
You see, Mrs. Penn Lewis actually emphasized very much on the spiritual warfare, which is the fighting between man.And the enemy in the realm of the soul.
要知道，宾路易师母的看见就是一直讲到人在魂里和仇敌的征战。
But Brother Nee, in completing the work of spiritual man, he stood on the shoulders of those giants before him.
当然，尼弟兄完成他属灵人这部著作是站在前人的肩膀上。
Now, please notice this: not only he stood on their shoulders, but he went further.
要知道他不仅是站在他们的肩膀上，他更是往前了。
And he extended the emphasis on the personal overcoming life into the corporate.
要知道他把这个看见从个人的得胜拔高到了团体的得胜。
I believe what he saw was that in order to have such an overcoming life,The individuals will never be able to do it only when you are in the corporate realm.
我相信你弟兄看见了，要想在得胜，在这征战中得胜，个人的基督徒是达不到的。你必须是在这一个团体的范围里面。
Thus he combined, please notice, thus he combined this with the central vision of the Lord's recovery, which is Christ and the church.
所以你要看到他把这个看见。和主恢复的中心点，基督与召会连起来了。
I want you to see that within this very short period of time, from 1920 until mid-1930s, it set the relevance of the recovery in the history of the church.
你要知道，在这短短的从20年代到30年代中，借着这些看见，尼弟兄。把这个主的恢复和神的旨意 变得息息相关。
Now, but because of the time, I can only very briefly point out some very important events afterwards.
因为时间的关系，我只能指出一些重要的历史时刻。
You see, 1934, he gave the fourth Overcoming Conference.
34年，他开了第四次的得胜聚会。
In the late 30s, he started to give some messages on the meditation on Revelation.
我们看到他在30年代末开始讲到这个默想启示录。
And the meditation on the Revelation is really on the Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
特别是在启示录的二章、三章
，The seven epistles to the seven churches，
对七个教会所写的书信
，And the Spirit speaking to the churches，
那灵向众教会所说的话
，Calling for overcomers，
呼召得胜者。
Do you see this sequence? I hope I've painted this picture for you so you can follow this sequence.
所以弟兄姊妹们，弟兄们，我们盼望你看到这幅图画。我把这个时间次序写讲出来，是让你看到这一幅图画。
And then, in the early 1940s,
在四十年代初
，he gave more messages that formed later on the classic work of the Orthodoxy of the Church.
在四十年代初，他有一些这个系列性的谈话，这些就成了后来的这本书叫《教会的正统》。
Now,If you, I mean, many, I believe we probably all have read this Orthodoxy of the Church.
我相信在座的弟兄们都应该读过《教会的正统》这本书。
Now, what did the Orthodoxy of the Church tell us?
到底这本书在讲什么
？Of course, we know that Brother Ni presented in this book mainly from the historical point of view.
当然，我们知道在这本书里面，尼弟兄主要是从历史的角度来看这七个教会。
So he related to us that Ephesus.Correspond to the early church in the first century.
我们知道以弗所对应第一世纪的教会。
And then Smyrna, referring to the suffering church between first and second century.
我们知道士美拿教会代表在第一世纪和第二世纪这中间受苦的教会。
Even we know that among the first generation of apostles, most of them were martyred.
我们知道第一代的使徒们几乎都是殉道者。
We know that Nero is only one of them, but many of the Roman Roman Caesars were terribly terrible in persecuting the church.
我们知道尼罗都只是其中一个，有许多罗马的盖撒都在逼迫基督徒。
So therefore, both Ephesus and Smyrna correspond with the churches in the first and second century very, very well.
所以以弗所和士美拿这两个教会代表第一、第二世纪的教会的光景。
And by the third century, of course, Constantine had accepted Christianity as a state religion.
第四世纪。
The fourth century.
Yeah, so 这个别加摩就是在第四世纪，这个我们知道康斯坦丁接纳了基督教为国教。
Thus brought in the marriage.Of the religion and the politics,
就把政治和宗教产生了婚配
and that of course corresponds very well with the church in Pergamus.
所以这个和别加摩教会是直接相关的
And then this brought in the formation or the coming to existence of Roman Catholicism.
我们也知道这个就为后来的罗马天主教。种下了种子
，and that corresponds to the Thyatira.
这个就对应推雅推拉
，and then going through the Dark Ages up until the 16th century when Martin Luther came out for the Reformation.
所以那时候就带进了中世纪黑暗的时代，一直到16世纪马丁路德的改教。
And then the Reformation.Brought in very quickly the state religion, which has lost its vitality.
我们知道，因为这个改教，因为带进了这个国教，结果后来很快的这个改教的活力就失去了。
This corresponds so well, so vividly, so clearly, with Sardis in name is alive, but in actuality is death.
所以这个是清清楚楚活灵活现的对应着撒迪的教会。
And then by 19th century the Lord raised up the British Brethren.
我们知道到19世纪主兴起了这个英国的弟兄们。
And that was a real picture of brotherly love.
这就是一个弟兄相爱非常清楚的图画。
The church in Philadelphia.
这是菲拉铁菲的召会。
And then this is the 19th century.
这是十九世纪。
And then of course when Brother Nee gave these messages in the 40s, he was in the 20th century, so he said then after the falling off of the Philadelphia, you have the church in Laodicea.
当然因为尼弟兄讲这话的时候是在二十世纪四十年代了，所以那时候他就知道到后来这个菲拉铁菲召会有些情形就堕落成了老底家。
Okay, so his point was that the first three churches were sequential from the first to the fourth century.
第一个点就是头三个召会就是历史性的延续，就代表头四个世纪的召会历史。
And the last four, they were concurrent from the fifth century on until the Lord's coming.
我们知道这个后面四个召会就代表这召会历史上同时存在的并且要延续到主回来的四种的召会形态。
It was clear that it was representing the Roman Catholicism,
当然代表罗马天主教。
The Catholic Roman Catholicism,
是罗马天主教。
And then the Reformation, the Protestants.
我们看到后面就是一般的基督教。
And then the Brethren.
弟兄会。
And the Laodiceans.
后来的就是老底家。
Now, but I want to point out to you, brothers, that this is purely from a historical point of view.
这都是从历史的眼光来看。
But if you look at the writings of the seven epistles of the Spirit to the churches, they were writing to the churches in every letter.
我们看到这个七封书信都是写给众召会的。
And we know that we often say that among the seven letters, only one the Lord commanded to the church, which is Philadelphia.
我们知道我们平常说是在对七个召会的书信里面只有一个是对菲拉铁菲召会有一定的说话。
And the church in Smyrna was neither rebuked nor commanded.
刚才说对菲拉铁菲是个鼓励当然我们看到对士美拿既没有责怪，既没有责备，也没有什么警醒的话。
But to the other five, there were some rebuke.
对其他的五个召会都有一定程度的这个责备。
But to all of them.The Spirit called for overcomers.
但是对七个召会，那灵圣灵都在呼召得胜者。
So, from the book, from the messages given in the orthodoxy of the church, you know that Brother Nee was only talking about mainly from the historical point of view.
我们知道在教会的正统那本书里面，尼弟兄主要是从历史的眼光来看。
I want to tell you, I believe he did not have time to develop.The spiritual side.
我相信他那时候没有时间把属灵的方面继续的发展。
Because the timing, again, I think is very important.
因为我知道这个时间性是非常重要的。
You know that Brother Nee was stopped to minister between 1942 and 1948.
我们知道尼弟兄在42年到48年他的执事被停止了。
And probably these messages on the orthodoxy of the church was given, I think, or was it 1945? It was actually given during the period when he was in Chongqing.
Yeah. 这个教会的正统这本书的内容是尼弟兄在四五年在这个重庆的时候是要私下谈话。
And after his ministry was recovered in 1948, of course, he had conducted some training.And shortly thereafter, the situation in China changed.
我们知道四八年他的执事被恢复以后，就开始了鼓岭训练。在那个时候没有多久，整个中国的局势就变了。
So today we are continuing that from 1945.
你要知道，今天我们是从1945年 继续的往前。
Okay, now let me continue the history a little bit.
我再继续的讲一点历史。
In 1948, Brother Ni encouraged Brother Lee to go to Taiwan.
要知道48年尼弟兄开始鼓励李弟兄到台湾去。
And within a very short time, many of the saints here have been there. The churches, the gospel went around and the churches were established. Everything was prosperous, wonderful.
要知道在台湾在不短的时间之不长的时间之内主就在福音上在兴起召会上在台湾有非常广泛的兴起。
This morning I'm not going to touch on that aspect.
今天我早上我不会讲这些。
I want to talk about Brother Lee's coming to this country in 1962.
我要讲李弟兄1962年来到美国。
But let me paint for you a little bit of the objective environment at that time.
我要给弟兄们先描述一下在那个时候的客观环境上的预备。
Now, of course, when God raised up Brother Ni and some others in the Far East in the 1920s,
当然在二十年代，神在这个中国那个地方兴起尼弟兄和许多的弟兄们。
There were lots of need.
那时候的需要是非常大的。
But the brothers, particularly Brother Ni, had seen a vision.
有很多弟兄们，特别是尼弟兄，看见了异象。
He particularly saw the relevancy of this high vision.
特别是他看到了这个关于这个高峰真理的意象。
Regardless of the condition, the spiritual condition, over there, he did not lower his vision.
尽管那时候中国的属灵的情形是相当低的，但是他并没有把他的意象来降低。
I already described to you how he developed this orthodoxy of the church.
我已经讲过了，他是如何来发展召会的正统这个方向的。
During his time in China, those 30 years,
在他在中国的30年的时间里面，尽职的时间里面，
he was never accused of not being a Christian.
那个时候从来没有人定罪他不是正统的基督徒。
Because he always preached the word in the highest standards.
那个时候他所讲的话都是照着最那个时代最高的要求最高的标准来讲的。
And in fact, it attracted many seeking ones.
那个时候因着这些传讲吸引了许多寻求真理的基督徒。
So the only accusation he had was sheep stealing.
那个时候对他唯一的定罪就是偷羊。
Because, you know, people want to go where they can find pastures.
因为那时候实际上人是在到处找草场。
And this is also true in Taiwan.
这在台湾也是一样的。
But after the Second World War, the situation has changed.
二战以后情形变了。
Particularly the change of situation in 1949-1950 in mainland China.
特别是1949到50年在中国大陆的变化。
And all the missionaries were driven out.
所有的传教士都被赶走了。
Now, this morning I want to look at it in this angle with you.
我要从这个角度来看。
You know, foreign mission during those days was a very vital part of the organized Christianity in the Western world.
你要知道，那个时候在西方世界最有活力的一部分就是送传教士到东方。
Because you know the organized Christianity, you know they were part of the Sardis. They are becoming deader and deader.
你要知道那个时候组织的基督教就是当时的就是那时候的撒迪越来越发死。
And by going abroad to preach the gospel at least bringing some vitality and life.
最起码送传教士到东方能够带进一些活力。
So when the door was closed to China, it not only showed their inadequacies but also exposed their irrelevance.
你要知道，因为中国的门一关，这要暴露了整个西方的组织的基督教，他们真的变得毫无和这个主的行动毫不相关。
Actually, after the Second World War in this country, there was quite a few free groups start to rise up.
你要知道，二战以后，在美国这个地方有很多自由团体开始兴起来。
Especially after 1950s.
特别是五十年代。
There's no more foreign missions, particularly China, to go to.
那个时候没有办法往中国 往东方，特别是中国送传教士。
And there are a few went to Taiwan, but really, Taiwan is such a small place that it really can't accommodate too many.
有少数几个，有少数一些人到台湾，但台湾太小了。没有办法用那么多人。
In fact, I want to tell you, I believe this actually brought in a crisis in the organized Christianity in this country.
我要告诉你啊，因为那个情形给这个美国的组织的基督教带来了一个危机。
And in 1960s, the Jesus movement started.
在60年代开始了一个耶稣运动。
Now there are other things about the commune type of life, and there's anti-war sentiment and so forth. But anyway, there was quite an upheaval situation among Christians in this country.
那时候产生反战，有时候有些这个团体生活，就是公社式的生活等等，无论如何，对美国的组织的基督教产生了一个冲击。
I want to tell you, it was in the midst of this Brother Lee came to this country.
我要告诉你，是在这个背景下，李弟兄来到了美国。
He came to the U.S. in 1962.
他62年来到了美国。
Started the work in Los Angeles.
62年在洛杉矶开工。
Within a very short time, actually within 10 years, I believe that the churches spread all over this country.
在头十年里面，教会快速的发展。大部分的主要城市都有了主的见证。
But because of the rising up of many free groups Christian groups in this country,
因为那时候在美国这个地方兴起了许多的自由团体。
And the enemy brought in, the enemy brought in a lot of mixture.
所以仇敌带进了许多的混杂。
There are lots of far off groups.
有很多极右的组织。
This caused, okay, now please notice, this caused not only the organized Christianity, but also among the fundamental Christian groups, there is alarm of trying to purge any of the cults.
你要知道，不光是组织的基督教，就连那些基要派也都在非常谨慎的要来排除那些那个异端。
There was a very strong.Witch hunt going on.
那个时候啊，特别有很强的要这个witch hunt.
狩猎巫师。
我知道，但中文怎么讲？要找那些啊，这个
不正当的
不正当的这个基督教、yeah. 基督徒。
So you know, among them, one of the spokesperson is Walter Martin.
你要知道，那个时候这个代表性的人物。就是 Walter Martin.
He was the Bible answer man.
他那时候叫圣经圣经圣经圣经解答者。
And he actually has a kind of what he called the kingdom of cults.
他那时候讲到，他特别提到这个异端的国度。
And he used a very broad brush.
邪教的国度。
Yeah. And he used a very broad brush.
他用了他的他是把好多人一网打尽
，and even included the Lord's recovery，
甚至于包括主的恢复。
Actually, at that time, Brother Lee tried to have some fellowship with Walter Martin.
那时候，李弟兄实际上试着和 Walter Martin 有些对话
，because he believed that he is still a fellow believer.
因为李弟兄相信 Walter Martin 是一个真正信主的弟兄
，but to no avail.
但是到后来没有结果。
The situation reached its peak in 1970s.
特别是七十年代，这些事件达到了高峰。
And the Spiritual Counterfeit Group published this book of God Man.
那时候有一个这个属灵甄别的一个组织叫counterfeit 呢，对不起。我讲吧，他们出了一本书，叫这个《弯曲心思者》，另外一本书叫《神人》。
Yeah, Mindbender and the Godman, and it forced Brother Lee and the brothers to take them to court.
这又让李弟兄他们不得不把这个诉诸公堂。
And of course, the case was won in 1984.
当然，在1984年，这个官司打赢了。
But what I want to point out to you is this.
我要指出来的是。
Throughout the 50 years of the ministry starting from China to this country,
我们知道经过五十多年，从中国二十年代一直到美国这段时间
，whether it's Brother Watchman Nee or Brother Witness Lee, no one ever accused them of not being Christians.
你要知道，在五十年期间，从来没有人定罪倪弟兄、李弟兄不是真正的基督徒。
And to be included.
也包括进来。
When they were included in among the cults, this is the first time.
他们被定罪为邪教，这还是历史上首次。
And this is very important.
这很重要，很重要。
Because we must, I think the brothers believe, we must fight for our legitimacy.
弟兄们，我们需要征战，需要为我们的生存征战，合法的生存征战。
Because not only we must fight for our legitimacy in order to function properly with our relevancy.
你要知道，我们争为了生存而征战的目的，是为了让我们能够继续在这个和主的经纶有息息相关的这个往前。
You know, this matter of attacking our legitimacy has actually created pretty profound effect.
你要知道，仇敌攻击我们存在的合法性，对我们主恢复产生了深远的影响。
The stigma that being labeled in such a way actually has caused number of things actually becoming more defensive and even apologetic.
你要知道，因为这个标签，让我们许多弟兄姊妹们变得相当保守，老是有一种道歉性的这样一种回应。
And I must tell you, dear brothers, and I believe that has lasted until now.
你要知道，弟兄们，我相信那样的感觉和心理一直留到了今天。
And I must tell you this, that I believe this kind of a feeling is stronger in the English-speaking saints than the other languages.
我相信这样的感觉在说英语的圣徒们中间可能比说华语的更强。
Because the brothers in the Far East was never accused of this legitimacy.
你要知道，在远东的弟兄们从来没有被人定罪过这样的合法性。
And not even questioned about their relevancy.
从来没有被人这个质问过我们和这个神的经纶的相关性。
So let me tell you, I believe that even after 1984, there were a number of brothers working behind the scene, trying to not only work out this legitimacy question, but also trying to make it known to the Christianity in general among these fundamental groups that we are really relevant.
要知道，从八四年以后，有少数的弟兄们就一直在那劳苦，也不仅是要证明我们的合法性，并且要让我们能够的存在，能够这个息息相关的存在，能够继续的往前。
This resulted in the publication of the issue We Are Wrong by the CRI in 2009.
很多年的劳苦最后终结在这个 CRI 的那个杂志，09年的杂志 We Were Wrong, 就是我们错了。
I don't know how many brothers have studied this.
我不知道在座的弟兄们有多少好好的研究过这一本书，这本杂志。
Last year, when Hank, who is the successor of Walter Martin,
你要知道，去年这个 Walter Martin 的继承人就是 Hank,
and also Chris Wilde and Abraham Ho came here to see me.
Hank, Chris, Chris Wilde 和何子健弟兄去年九月份来看朱弟兄
，and we had considerable fellowship concerning this matter.
我们花了很多时间来谈这件事。
I told Hank, I said, you know, you've done a great service to the Lord's recovery.
朱弟兄就非常赞赏这个 Hank 弟兄他们为主恢复做了一件非常值得珍赏的事情。
Because I believe that in that issue, not only they acknowledge that the faith, the belief, of the Lord's recovery is completely consistent with true Christian believers.
在那篇文章里面，他们不仅非常肯定主恢复的圣徒们在这个信仰上和这个信上 是完全正统的基督徒。
They of course apologized actually to us that in the past what they have wronged us.
啊，他们也为他们过去的所作所为向主恢复道歉。
But more so, and Elliot Miller had written 5 very thoughtful articles.
啊，在那篇文章里面 ，Elliot Miller 把这个 We Will Run 这个题目有五个部分写得非常仔细。
And particularly, you know, he has studied all the writings, all the messages, and for several years.
Elliot Miller 花了五年半的时间来研究尼弟兄和李弟兄的著作。
And he concluded and confirmed that all the teachings and the exposition of the word from the Lord's recovery is altogether consistent with the fundamental accepted sound teaching.
要知道他非常肯定的结论就是我们主恢复的教训是完全基要的正确的和所有的正统的基督徒所看见的是没有区别的但是有些方面是更往前的
And particularly they mentioned about they believe that among the believers among the saints in the Lord's recovery they're very clear about this one point which is the twofoldness of the divine revelation
他们特别肯定在主恢复里的圣徒们对真理的两面性是有相当清楚的认识
The saints are all very clear that we have the positional aspectAnd we also have the dispositional aspect.
比如信徒们非常清楚，我们有这个地位上和性质上的这两面的这个圣别的情形。
Or I put it in another way, there is the doctrinal understanding and the practical experience.
也就是说，有不光有这个道理上的认识，更有生活上的实行。
And I think they placed the Lord's recovery in its very relevant position in the church history.
啊，这篇文章把主恢复在放在了正确的这个在教会历史上放写了正确的一笔。
Not only in the historical context, but also for the present.
啊，不仅从历史的角度，并且是为了今天。
And some of the fellowship that the brothers had with some fundamental Christian leaders.
啊，那。当然，弟兄们所接触的有些基要派的基督徒的领袖们
，they acknowledge. Okay, now this is a very important point. They acknowledge that seeing the tripartite man experiencing the full salvation is something Christianity or fundamental Christianity is lacking today.
有些这个基督教的领袖甚至承认，认识到人有三部分。和我们要经历这个魂的救恩是基督教里今天需要是没有的是需要帮助的
So I just want to say this dear brothers
啊，弟兄们我想说这句话
And I believe that actually what we have is not only relevant for ourselves to experience and I believe we have a responsibility to pass this out
弟兄们，我们不仅要认识到我们自己的这个存在，我们自己的息息相关，我们更要把这一个传扬下去。
Actually, I was thinking about as the question that I raised in the beginning.
我就想到我刚开始问的这个问题。
Why do you talk about returning to the orthodoxy of the church?
你为什么讲到要回归教会的正统
？What do you mean by it?
你到底什么意思
？Because there's a twofoldness of the orthodoxy of the church.
因为这个回归教会的正统。也有它的两面性。
Today we're not talking about the historical side.
我们今天不是讲历史的一面。
Because historically we can only be after the, we can only be, hopefully, we can only be either the Philadelphia or hopefully not in Laodicea.
历史性的来看，我们只能是说，我们盼望留在腓拉铁非，而不是滑到撒迪或老底嘉。
We certainly could not go back to Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamos.
当然，我们不会回到以弗所、士美拿和别加摩。
Many saints have come out of Thyatira and Sardis. Hopefully, not going back.
当然，有很多弟兄们是从推亚推拉和撒迪那种形态的教会出来的。 当然我们不盼望你回去。
But that's not what we're talking about.
但那不是我们所讲的。
We're not talking about the historical sense.
我们不是从讲历史上的东西。
But we are talking about the spiritual sense.
我们是讲从属灵的角度来看。
And I believe if Brother Nee had time to further his fellowship on the orthodoxy of the church, he would have much more to say.
我相信如果尼弟兄再有时间来继续来开来拓展教会的正统这本书的时候，我相信他有很多的话要说。
And I believe, actually, the brothers, in these seven epistles, the Spirit saying to the churches.
我相信在这圣灵对七个教会所说的话里面，这七封书信里面。
I hope we all have ear to hear.
我盼望我们都有可听的耳朵。
Is calling us to overcome the present situation.
呼召我们来。胜过现在的光景。
We have not left.
我们没有离开教会的正统。
We are still on the way.
我们还是在路上。
We're still experiencing daily the salvation of the soul.
我们还是在每天在经历魂的救恩。
So it is in this spirit, let me conclude my fellowship with you.
在这样的灵里面，我来结束我的交通。
I told the brothers I want to encapsulate the burden that I have extracted from this time with seven R words.
我告诉弟兄们，我要用七个以 R 开头的词来这个把这负担总结出来。
And because whether it's returning or review, they all start with R.
无论是回归还是这个还是检讨，都是从 R 开始的。
So I let me suggest these seven words.
我建议这七个字。
And I added that to say wherever applicable.
我说了，这个无论在什么地方都是可以应用的。
If you think maybe you have left the first love.
如果你觉得你离开了起初的爱。
We all can do that. We all prone to that.
我们实际上都很容易离开起初的爱。
So.Let the speaking to the Ephesus to us.
也让那灵对以弗所所说的话。
I saw in the outline the brothers who are preparing for this. You see, the brothers use the word recover.
弟兄们在这个预备纲要的弟兄们对以弗所用了这个词，恢复 recover.
So, for Ephesus, recover.
对以弗所就是恢复。
And to Smyrna.I want to use the word reaffirm.
对士美拿，他要用这个担保保证。
And I do feel, you know, Smyrna, people after have gone through some persecution and suffering, they do have a kind of a persecution complex.
你要知道，因为士美拿在经历许多的逼迫，他会有一个受逼迫者的心理。
And even I feel that the 70s experience, 70s and 80s experience may have its lingering effect.
我们要知道在这个你是
70年代80年代、yeah.
对 我相信在中国70年代末80年代初有许多受逼迫的光景、
不是那边在这里的我刚刚讲的是在美国的、
在美国70年代80年代我们在美国这边受到的那些打岔和影响我相信我们有些人里面可能还有这种受影响的心理
even joining in fighting for our legitimacy
甚至于来还在为我们的生我们的合理的合法的存在性在打仗
maybe there's still a trace of apology in us
像有很还可能还是有像一种道歉性的痕迹存在我们里面
we must see from the very beginning we were legitimate and we were true Christians
我们要清楚我们从起初就是合理合法的，我们是真正的基督徒。
We have a relevant, historical, and present mission.
我们不仅有历史性的，更是有今天息息相关的存在性。
We make no apology to anybody.
我们不需要向任何人道歉。
This need to be reaffirmed.
我们这个需要有保证、担保。
Then, to Pergamus, I would suggest the word.Reconstitute.
对别加摩来说，它需要重新构成、重构。
That's a word which we are quite familiar. We have heard a lot.
在主恢复里面，这个词并不陌生。
And then with Thyatira, I want to use the word recalibrate.
对这个推亚推拉， 要用一个词是重新调整或校正。
And then for Sardis, it's easy, revitalize.
对于撒迪来说，需要复兴，需要振兴。
And for Philadelphia, we need to remain.
对腓拉铁菲教会来说，需要持守，需要保存，需要停留和这个持守。
And for Laodicea, we need to regain.
对于老底家来说，我们需要失而复得。
So, recover, reaffirm,
reassured.
Reassured. Reassured. Did I say reaffirm? Reassured. Reconstitute.
Amen.
Recalibrate.
Amen.
Revitalize.
Amen.
Remain.
Amen.
And regain.
Amen.
You know, a review usually is to look from the present moment to the past, but also look ahead.
我们回顾不仅是往回回顾，更是有展望。
And I'm so happy we have this time together at the end of 2016 and looking ahead to the beginning of 2017.
我非常高兴在16年结束前我们有这样的机会，并且展望17年。
And we're looking forward to have more blending like this.
我们盼望我们将来有更多这样的相调。
And maybe even a smaller scale, maybe not to the full extent as we have it like today, which is not so easy for everybody to come together.
我们知道这么大的相调不容易，也许有不同程度的、不同范围的相调。
We were just fellowshipping the other day. We hope that in the coming year, there will be more blending between the churches in northern New Jersey with the district in Bronx.In Upper Manhattan and in White Plains and in Westchester and so on.
我们盼望要来的一年呢，我们正在展望，盼望新泽西北部的众召会能够和这个 Bronx 区，还有这个White Plains 这个 Westchester 这边有更多的相调。
And we hope the Central New Jersey will have more blending with Staten Island and into South Brooklyn, and we are very much looking forward to connect that.
我们也盼望在中部和南部的纽约州的众召会能够和这个布鲁克林南部和 Staten Island 能够有更多的连接和相调。
And we hope that today, for some of the times when we are can have some fellowship, lunchtime and break time.We hope the brothers will have more fellowship.
我盼望午餐的时候，弟兄们有更多的交通。
The northern New Jersey, of course, I meant Nutley and Fairlawn. Fairlawn.
特别北边，特别是讲到 Nutley 和 Fairlawn.
And I also understand that the southern Jersey, in Hamilton and in Princeton, and they are having close fellowship with Philadelphia. And so it is wonderful we all have, my brothers are here, you can have more fellowship at the lunchtime.
我们相信新泽西南部的召会也在和费城那边众圣徒也是有交通。我们盼望弟兄们在这个今天的时间里面有更多的交通和相调。
As I mentioned earlier, Brother Ed later will share something concerning about the blending.The burden concerning the blending.
Yeah, 晚一点，这个爱德弟兄可能也会交通有些相调的负担。
I think I've taken too much time already, but I feel it was necessary for me to give you the picture about the orthodox of the church.
我知道我用了过多的时间，但是我觉得很有必要。
I think this is a very important part of our history.
我觉得这是我们历史上非常重要的一刻。
I only left a little bit of time for Livingston in this session.
明白。下面吴福林弟兄继续交通。弟兄，下面我们就直接翻译了。所以楼上这个西班牙语中文有这个中文翻译。Spanish and Korean all have translations. So you now use Chinese. 你的中文需要现在戴耳机。Amen。
倒过去
啊，给 it's okay.
Hearing really gave us such a historic view. I like to enjoy this seven word again. We are being recovered.
Amen.
We are being reassured.
Amen.
We are being reconstituted.
Do you want the red cushion?
Okay, in the back. Yes.
We are being revitalized.
Thank you.
We are remain and begin. Praise the Lord. When I consider
thank you.
This training, after last year, actually when I was, even was in high school, the first book was reading.
Orthodoxy of the church. But most of the time, our understanding was on the historical view of the seven churches. But I wonder why all the seven churches was mentioned in John's ministry, but not much from the Paul's ministry. And this week, when I consider Paul's epistle, we always mention Paul's 14 epistles. And out of 14 epistles, actually, five of them was written to individual Christians or group of Christians, to Timothy, to Titus, and to Philemon, and to Hebrews. Just so happened, 9 books of Paul's epistle was written to the churches and to 7 churches. So I was really enjoying this. Paul's epistle was written to 7 churches. And John's epistle also to the 7 churches. And among these 2 groups, the middle, the connection, is the church in Ephesus. Church in Ephesus. And if you read these 7 Paul's epistle to the churches, Ephesus also was the most longer time Paul was laboring among them, even day and night, for 3 years. For Thessalonica, Paul was there, spent very short time to a young church, to a new church, newly raised up church. But to Ephesus, Paul spent significant time. Therefore, the revelation and the sharing in the Paul's epistle to Ephesus also is the richest and the highest. But to such a church, after a while, when you come to the time John wrote epistle to the 7 churches, the first mention is the church in Ephesus. I praise the Lord. The Lord is really caring for his church. The Lord is really the one walking among the midst of the churches. He knows exactly what church needs, church situation. Not only in that time, even today, in his recovery, we have today's gathering. It's also a confirm and reaffirm the Lord is really love his church, love his recovery, and care for all of us. When we, in the last few years, we brothers in New Jersey, after ITERA training, we always have come together, have some blending time, want to enter into the same fellowship was shared in the ITERA. I never imagined this time we can come together, cross the river, come to New York, with the saints here. So when Brother New York mentioned they were going to have this review session of ITERA, we feel that's excellent, that's great. We also feel if we can join, that's even better. Amen. Praise the Lord. This thing is how much develop us so quickly, and we can have such a gathering. And when we come this time, exactly this is the word we need.
Amen.
Returning. returning to the orthodoxy of the church. Praise the Lord. In the book of Revelation, the one walking among the churches is the one revealed to us. He is a high priest. He's not only our shepherd. He's the one more than shepherd. He is the one wearing the robes, the priestly robe. He's the one girded with the girdle on his breast. This reveals to us, on one hand, he is a son of man with his humanity walking among the churches. So he has sympathized with all his churches. He sympathized our weakness. He sympathized our condition. He sympathized our shortcoming. He came to take care each one of us according to exactly what we need. Even though our situation, we may not understand, we may not clear know our situation, but the Lord, repeat again and again, he knows. He knows our labor. He knows our work. He knows our endurance. Yet, it's the one thing you lack. The one thing you lack to church in Ephesus, even though they also hate the Nicolaitans, they also can discern the false apostles. They have everything done right, yet they have one thing, the Lord rebuked them. That's the things they left, their first love. The Lord asked them to repent, to do the first work. And what is the first work? When I consider this, this is what's being revealed in the book of Ephesians. God's work is for the building up of his body. God's work is for the practical building up of the church, for his body and for become the fullness of Christ and becoming the fullness of God. Yet, if we lost first love, even though we can still do many things seemingly right, seemingly good, yet we already gradually lost our testimony. Amen. Our testimony is not our work. Our testimony is not our teaching. Our testimony is not our labor. But our testimony is the first love toward the Lord. Amen. I really enjoy and appreciate that the Lord spoke to us in such a word. The Lord mentioned, if you not repent, I will remove the testimony from you. And he is the one walking among the churches as the high priest. And what the high priest do? High priest does is trimming the lampstand. Trimming the lampstand. The lampstand is shining because there is a wick. And wick has to be soaked with the oil, with the spirit. And this wick signifies is the humanity. God cannot be shined by oil alone. God has to shine by the soaking and immersing of oil through the wheat, through the wick. Then it can shine. But after some time, even though the oil is still there, but shining is no longer there. But the wick already has a lot of burned out parts. So God has to come in, not to add additional oil, but first remove the burned out parts. all the burnout parts as something out of our old man, out of our natural man, out of our old being. Recently, my house, we had replacing one of our kitchen hood, the exhaust fan. And we had that fan since we bought the house more than 20 years ago. It's working, it's functioning, a lot of noise, but not much things, not much air can be exhausted out of house. So my wife keep asking me to clean this, eventually asked me to replace one. We did a lot of hour cleansing. But this time when we asked the contractor to come in to help us to have a final replacement, and didn't realize how much oil through the years has been accumulated in the motor. When they replace it, the oil pour out the entire table. It's a singular, a lot of oil accumulated there. Things has been stuck there for years, and we keep doing the cleansing hourly, but never touch. After cleansing, you can see completely different the sound and the functioning. I consider our church life, our situation. Many times we are easily to observe the outward situation. We are trying to correct, trying to help, trying to improve. But this reminds us what we need is come to Him. Amen. What we need is come back to our first love. Only He knows what our exact situation. Only He can trim the parts that frustrate His work within us. Yes, we need more oil. But even more, we need the trimming from the Lord. Right. Remove all our frustration to Him and remove all our burned out parts so that the testimony of the Lord can be continued shining. Amen. And the book of Revelation, the first revealed to us, He is such a one. Right. He is the one, is our high priest, yes, walking among in the midst of the churches. Right. He is minister to us by taking care of us. On one hand, He takes care of our weakness. He sympathizes our weakness. But on the other hand, He also removes all the things which frustrate His move, His work for His testimony. Right. So that the testimony of the Lord, the church, can be continued, shine. I praise the Lord.
And brothers, this morning is not only a historical moment. In Chinese, there was a speaking said, if you use history as a mirror, you will know the rise and the fall of kingdoms. I think this morning, the Brothers of Fellowship really set a mirror for us from a historical perspective, that the legitimacy and relevancy of our existence and our progression and where we are going. So we know where we are rooted. Thousands of years ago, even before the foundation of the world, we know where we are rooted. And in time, we know where we are from. And even in today's recovery, we know where the Lord restarted the recovery or continued the recovery. This morning, our brother reviewed the history. I think probably more than half of the brothers sitting here who not only never seen Brother Ni, but neither have we seen Brother Lee. I want to see how many brothers have never even seen Brother Lee in person before or in live videos. I don't mean recorded videos. How many of us who never seen Brother Lee before we come to the church? So it's about a half or a little more than half. We even never seen Brother Lee. Just want to make it clear, we're not following a person. Right. We are not following a mere mortal body, a body. We are following a vision. We are following a leading of the Spirit. And even in a virgin land in China, it's not because of the Chinese, it's mantra or anything. No, it's the Lord always moving through history, moving in humanity, trying to find a way out to fulfill his plan, his purpose, and accomplish his economy. And historically, the Lord has been leading us to move on. And our brother particularly mentioned, in the early days, you can see our brothers also trailblazed many different ways, many different parts, by really faithfully following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And to be faithful with the word, not being frustrated or distracted by any Christianity influences. I mean, to read off thousands of years tradition, it's not that easy. So you can see our brothers paid a dear price, heavy price, to lead us to come this far. And at this time, when we reviewing, returning to the orthodoxy of the church, brothers, this is really the Lord's recovery is moving to a turning point. And this coming Thanksgiving conference is going to be on the direction of the Lord's present move. And in winter training, in the book of Ezekiel, brothers, all this leading is from heavenly views, a heavenly vision. And now today, we are here. Our brother particularly mentioned the journal published by Christian Research Institute. And a few years ago, when I had a time with Hank, and he said, brother, it took us quite a few years to realize we were wrong. I said, we knew all the way along you were wrong. Brothers, why were you so stubborn with the loving heart of the Lord? Short sighting. No vision. Not even seeing the history. Because the history as a mirror, we see the rise and the fall of the kingdom. And for us, brothers, we hope the younger generation, those who even never seen Brother Lee in person or in live videos, we are not only legitimate, and we are trailblazing, broadening, deepening, and practicing the relevance of this vision and the truth with his economy today. Really be assured. And even today, we need to be reassured. We are on the right way. And we are on the right way moving forward. I mean, all the seven churches are historical references. Yet, is today's relevance. Is relevant with today's, our church life. And moving on. And with your leading in your locality. With the gospel preaching in your locality. With your home meetings. With everything you do in your church life, in our church life. But today, the Lord is speaking. You need to be refreshed and also have a fresh view with today's relevance. And with that journal 2009, even though passed, 7 years all of a sudden passed, that was published by the year end of 2009. Brothers, those are five portions of that article. Took Elliot Miller and his associates almost 6 years to go through a large portion of Brother Lee's books. And they paid a dear price, per se. And in a sense, they deserve it. And we deserve it too. And for them to come up with such a clearly expressed article, we give them credit. We need to give them credit. Yet, how much are we appreciating this ministry? Are we even really appreciating the ministry as much as Elliot Miller, who was a strong opposer of the Lord's recovery for so many years? Brothers, today the burden is on our shoulder. The responsibility is on our shoulder. And even today, under this really disruptive circumstances in this North America, particularly America, you know what I mean. Brothers, our responsibility is ever so heavy because it's a historical responsibility. And by finishing it, I want to read one portion of Brother Lee's. This is one of his books, The 10 Great Critical Ones. Okay, there are two portions, but I only read one portion. This is by the end of Message 6. He says, I believe that eventually the truths of the Lord's recovery will conquer the theology of Christianity. Amen. And the revelation of the recovery will captivate all the seeking ones to be the overcomers. Amen. This will close this age and bring in the kingdom with its kings. We should present on the altar all that we are, all that we have, and all that we can, praying, Lord, I offer all to you, for you to conquer Christianity by the divine revelation in the recovery. Brothers, we're talking about our first love. We're talking about the sufferings. We're talking about a marriage with the world. We're talking about the degraded Catholicism. And we are really need to recover so many seeking ones from Sardis, from Thyatira, from Laodicea. And even though we may think we are in the state of Philadelphia, we need to re-examine and be recalibrated. The seven R words, brothers, is not only characterizing the seven churches, is characterizing ourselves. We need to be recalibrated and reconstituted with the recovery and remain in Philadelphia and regain so many fallen ones, so many lost ones, so many backslided ones. Doesn't matter what color they are. Doesn't matter what language they speak. Doesn't matter what ethnicity they are. Doesn't matter what education, what their social rank is. The church needed to stand strong and needed to gain them back and to be built up and to consummate this age by building up the body of Christ. And brothers, these are seven messages we're going to review this morning and this afternoon. It's a reminder as a history. But through the history, we need to see the rise and the fall of kingdoms. And if we're not if we are not careful, brothers, we have the chance to fall as well. So may the Lord start it in the brothers, or continue through generations and through us, and to consummate in us. We hope this age will consummate in our time. I know you know for sure, and we know it's coming. But we are not sitting on our hands waiting for the age to consummate. But we need to rise up and take action. This is where the people of God who has a vision will rise up and take actions. Praise the Lord. This may this historical turn really shine in our hearts so we can move on with the Lord. Amen.